the existence, the hell with the universe, and the joy that you want to talk about, and all of this, like a crazy fellow. He will swear, and yes,
and darted away like an arrow from the bow, so that there was no opportunity to speak at that time. He came intoxicated into the presence of the King of China, and at once kissed the earth frenziedly. To the king, their feelings, their passion and agitation were open in every detail from first to last.
Aha. Okay. So forget about all the problems we talked about preparing yourself and doing the stuff that you wish to do. It is such like this. He will jump over there to say everything, to explain to whatever. Let's talk about the king. The king knows all of them. Ah, the king is the fellow who knows these are three brothers and they came and the blah, blah, blah. All this story, but it doesn't work that way. Yes.
The sheep are busy in their pasture, but the shepherd knows all about the sheep. Each of you is a shepherd, knows which of the flock is feeding and which is in combat. Although apparently he was far from those ranks, yet he was like the tambourine at a wedding feast, well acquainted with the burning and flaming of those who came to his court. In his wisdom, he had ignored them and kept silence.
The last part is not translated. It is a part that was to bring the dry. This is a proverb. When you say to bring the dry, means what? Means I went to the bath and I go there naked. Then I come out. The final thing that I need is to have something to dry myself and dress up, right? So the fellow who will bring the dry is doing what? Giving the final service. So final service is somehow in the language is, it means bring the dry. Because at the same time when two guys are fighting, they beat each other. Then there is this stuff that they will dry themselves, they sit down and you have seen it. When they drop the towel, means they surrender. But here, look at the complicated explanation about what? About the existence of that king that you don't know. Is the king of the China. Yes, you are the son of a king, but the real king is this. He knows everything. And he manages everything. But in a complicated way. If you look superficially, he's not interested and he doesn't involve himself. But deep down, he knows what's going on and what's needed to be done and so on. Yes.
That exalted was in the midst of their souls, but he had purposely feigned to be unfamiliar.
Because it needs to be that way. You are not supposed to know what he knows, even about you, especially about you, because if you think that somebody knows something about you, you will become defensive. Here we are talking about surrendering. So he pretends that he doesn't know anything. Yes.
The form of the fire is beneath the kettle. The spirit of the fire is in the soul of the kettle.
Remember, we are not talking about the physical contact. We are talking about the metaphysical contact. Like, when you're looking at, there is this pot and the fire is underneath. But really, the fire is in the pot, is cooking and doing everything. You don't see it. You see it down there. That's the critical point about the master. He's in you, but you see him out of you. Yes.
Its form is outside and its spirit inside. The spirit of the soul's beloved is like blood in the veins.
Okay. The spirit. The word in Persian is ma'ni, which means meaning, not a spirit. And he will repeat it. Yes, because this is the meaning of beloved. The meaning of beloved is in the heart of a lover. He is trying to explain this connection, which is not physical. It's in the meaning. Because, what should you call it? The other one. Yes.
The prince knelt before the king. 10 announcers gave a description of his state. Although the king knew it all long ago, yet the announcer was performing the duties of his office. O sincere man, a single atom of the light of knowledge within is better than 100 announcers. To confine one's attention to the announcer.
Hold it. Oh, sincere man. Read it again.
Oh, sincere man. A single atom of the light of knowledge within is better than 100 announcers.
Yeah. If you remember that book 2 was about knowledge. And knowledgeable to us is RF. Because the word he uses here is RF. Because he's playing with 2 words here. RF, Mu'arif. When he came, he has 10 different fellows to explain him, to be Mu'arif. And this mu'arrifi is happening where the arif is sitting and listening and has all the meanings. He's playing with all these meanings to say that it's a magical situation which is not normal. is different. Yes.
To confine one's attention to the announcer is a mark of being debarred and of conjecture and opinion.
When you are only listening to the fellow who is giving you the knowledge, you will not be anything. It's more than that. You have to be ready to let it move in you. So move you. Yes?
He who scouts his inward eye, his eye will behold the very acme of clairvoyance.
When I'm talking about seeing something, think about somebody who is looking at the universe with his heart, not with his brain. That understanding is what I'm talking about. When my thought is based on my passion towards the existence, not my thinking. Yes?
His soul is not content with traditional authority. Nay, his feeling of certainty comes from the inward eye. Then the announcer opened his lips to describe his plight in the presence of the elect king. He said, O king, he has fallen a prey to thy beneficence. Show kingly favor, for he has no means of escape.
Okay. When somebody is trying to explain somebody, to make somebody known to you, this is how it goes. We'll start to say blah, 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 blah. And I have to do that. So, blah, 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 blah. He's explaining this fellow who is sitting down here. And Rumi is doing it. But, okay, he is representative. Yes.
He has clutched the saddle strap of this empire. Stroke his distraught head with thy hand. The king replied, This youth will obtain every high dignity and sovereignty that he seeks. I will bestow on him here 20 times as many kingdoms as he has relinquished, and myself into the bargain. He said, Since thy royal majesty sowed in him the seed of love, how could it leave any passion except passion for thee?
So, old explanation, and the king said, doesn't matter. I will give him whatever. Whatever he had 20 times. And even more. So what? Why the king is saying that? Because the game is for you, not for him. He knows everything. So he's playing. And he say, what do you want? I will give it to you. The representative will say, no. He wanted just to see you. The presence of you is what he's wishing for. Yes?
'Tis so agreeable to him to be thy slave that kingship has become cold comfort to his heart. He has gambled away kingship and princedom. For thy sake, he has put up with living in exile.
He is a Sufi. Means he put off everything. There is only this special stuff that they dress and they have nothing. He gave them everything for you. Yes.
He is a Sufi. He's flung away his mantle in ecstasy. How should